Seattle's Real Change newspaper is upping its price. That's the weekly street newspaper whose vendors are mostly homeless. The paper provides an outlet for them to get a steady job. As of today, vendors are selling the paper for $2 instead of $1. KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports.
It's the first increase in 19 years. And for the sellers, this actually means more money.
Good morning.
Susan Ford has been selling Real Change for 7 years. The vendors buy the paper to resell. Susan now pays more for each paper. She used to buy them for 35 cents and sell them for $1. Now she pays 60 cents for each paper and sells them for $2. But that means her profits more than doubled. That is, as long as people keep buying.
Only a couple people told me they're not going to buy, and I've had a couple people say they can only buy it twice a month, but at least they're going to still buy it, so.
In general, she says people really seem to be supportive.
Do you remember it went up?
Yep.
Thank you. You have a good day.
She's talking to customer Tom Ebrey, who lives in the Queen Anne neighborhood. He usually buys the paper there, but today he's at Susan's spot in front of University Bookstore at the University of Washington.
$2 is not that much money in the whole scheme of the world.
And why do you buy the paper?
Just to support people selling it.
This notion fits right into economic theory. Matthew Isaac is an assistant professor at Seattle University who studies the psychology of buying.
The hardest decision might be whether or not they donate at all, whether they pull out their wallet or their purse and give anything. But once they do, it's probably not going to make that much difference whether they're giving $1 or $2.
100% price increase on other items like, say, bubblegum, that wouldn't go over. But here, people are buying not just for the content, but for the satisfaction of helping Susan out. That's what Real Change directors were banking on when they upped the price. As for Susan, she's really not worried.
In the long run, it's going to benefit us. We'll put a little bit more money in our pockets, which is nice. So.
And she says in this job, she feels like she's giving the public a new take on homelessness. Not the lazy, drunk kind.
They see that, you know, the positive attitude in it. You're just not out here actually begging or something, you know. You're selling something that's worthwhile buying, you know.
She loves the job.
You get to the point where you get to feeling sorry for yourself and feel like you're not really part of anything. Yeah, it's helped me a lot. It's built my confidence. It's made me feel like I'm actually a person. I can do whatever I want if I set my mind to it.
I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.